Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Yud Dalid. Kuf Yud Dalid. And we're going to talk about the mitzvah of, or the minhag, halacha, the mitzvah of charoses. Of charoses. The Mishnah tells us on the bottom of Kuf Yud Dalid and Aleph what we bring to the Seder table. Heviu lefanav, and they bring in front of him yirakos vechazeres. They bring vegetables and the chazeres, the karpas, as we call it, mitavah bechazeres, ad shemagila paperas abas, and you dip it. Question is, what are we talking about? What are the dipping? Are we talking about the karpas? Rashi says, Zehu lashon ha-gemara, ha-shamish v'tavol b'vnei me'ayim, v'hayti bo'la v'charosesu. This doesn't mean charoses, right? Because this is in salt water as we do it, because later on it's going to be the mara. This is done all before the meal, as the Gemara says, Kadesh Yishalu Atinokos. Have you lefund of matzah, v'chazeres, maror, v'charoses, v'shnei tavshilin, and two cooked items, afal pi she'ein charoses mitzvah. The Tanakhama says, even though charoses is not a mitzvah. That's an unusual lashon. You bring it to the table, even though it's not a mitzvah, so why are you doing it, if it's not a mitzvah? So it's emphasizing that don't think it's a mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok omer mitzvah. No, it is a mitzvah. So, Machlokas Tanoim, how to classify charoses. Is there any nafkamina? The Gemara does not mention any nafkamina between them. But they seem to be emphasizing something in terms of their outlook on what charoses is. Ubemikdash hayu mevi'in lefanav guva shel Pesach. And the base of Middash, they used to bring them the Karen Pesach. So, there are two or three issues to talk about within charoses. One thinks charoses doesn't have much to talk about, but there is, starting with Tosfos right here. Tosfos says, Aval b'she'in charoses mitzvah. Says Tosfos, but we dip the mara into the charoses, and the Tanakhama holds that charoses is not a mitzvah. V'yim tomar, amai lo asi charoses derishus, umivatel chazeres de mitzvah. If charoses is not a mitzvah, then how do we mix it with matzah and with marar? Marar is a mitzvah. And if you mix the charoses, if you dip the mara into the charoses, then the taste of the charoses, harishus, will be mevatel the mara de mitzvah, and that's a problem, right? Similar, Tosfos does not ask this, doesn't make this parallel, but probably what Tosfos is bothered by is what the Gemara says on tomorrow's daf, right? What the Gemara says on Kuf Tesvav, that the reason that we don't just do Hillel, Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel, the reason we just don't do it is because the matzah is daraisa, the mara is darabanan, and the mara is going to knock out the matzah. The darabanan is going to be mevatel, the taste of the matzah, and therefore you have to do it separately besides doing it together. So Tosfos says here, similarly, the davar harishus uma mevatel the davar mitzvah. It is interesting, why did the Gemara ask this question? Right, the Gemara asked the question about the maror as compared to the matzah, but does not ask the question about the charoses compared to the maror. Is there a reason for that? Or you might say it's a kol shekein. If there's a problem with a lower level mitzvah being mevatel, a higher level mitzvah, then surely if something's not a mitzvah at all, if it's something just a dvar rishus, surely that would be a problem. So maybe it's a kol shekein. Is there any way to say the opposite? Is there any way to say that, no, the Gemara Dafka didn't ask it because it wouldn't have been a problem? So, we'll come back to that in a couple of minutes. The Marsha says here that the Tosfos could have also asked it on Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, where the Gemara had, the Tosfos asked it on the Tanakhama. It's not a mitzvah, therefore, Rishus is going to be a vatal. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok agrees that Bizman HaMikdash, Charosis, is still not a mitzvah daraisa. Right, it's not a mitzvah daraisa. At most, it's a derabanan. So if at most it's a derabanan, so the Gemara could have asked, Bizvan HaMikdash, according to Elazar ben Yaakov, had you dipped the maror, which is daraisa, into the charoses? So the Gemara could have asked that too, says the Maharsha here, in his commentary, Kuf Yud Dalet Amar Aleph. Havi Matzi Lahakshos, Kin Afilo Elazar ben Tzadok, Dorai Mitzvah B'charoses, Devade Inu Ela Mitzvah Derabanan, Vasi Derabanan, Umevatel Maror, De'o, Maror Daraisa. Okay. So, what is Tosfos' answer? Tosfos answers something, and it's not clear what Tosfos is emphasizing. At least three different possibilities what Tosfos means. Don't tell me, don't worry about the charoses being mevatel lamarar. Why not? V'yesh lomar. The kiva to call ikur marar lo niskan rak betivo becharoses mishum kafa. Well, marar is only the din of maror is nitkan to dip in the charoses mishum kafa. Kafa is on tomorrow's daf. We have on 2 days daf on kuf tezayin, right? Because of the sharpness or the danger of eating maror plain, so you dip it in the charoses. Lo mikri bittel bakach. That's not called bittel. You're just dipping it in to the charoses for kafa, and therefore it is not called bittel. What is Tosfos emphasizing? The three possibilities that we'll mention. Number one. the Ran, right? Other Rishonim seem to may have a little clearer statement. The Ran here on Chaf Chaf Hey Aman Aleph and the Dafi Arif emphasizes the Tibul Ba'almahu. Ask Tosfos this question. And then says, it's Tivo v'chite mavach haroses latan de masis and lo mitzvah l'rishus v'lo mavatel barad araisa v'zlash 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 kayem yikil ha-meymar shayni hasam de tibol ba'almahu v'lo chashiv de derech achilaso b'kach. So if we would have just had the first line of the Ran, tibol ba'almahu, I would have said, maybe that's what Tosfos is saying too. Lo nislach rak b'tibol b'charoses. Maybe it just means, it's not really an eating. It's not, you're not really getting the taste. You're not being mavatel anything, because you're just dipping it a little bit. It's just a tibul, it's not a real mixing. And therefore, bittul is not going to take place. Right? That's what the Ran seems to say. The tibul ba'almahu v'lo chashiv. The Ran, though, adds the next phrase, which then makes it something more fundamental. V'l shederach achilaso b'kach. What does that mean? The tibul ba'almahu v'lo chashiv. He would have just said that. I would have said it means what we just said. It's just a tibul and not a mixed eating. Shederach achilaso b'kach. So that already seems to be something more fundamental. So let's think. So Tosfos might be thinking it's just a tibul, therefore the bittul doesn't really take place. Number two, maybe Tosfos is emphasizing a different phrase. We should emphasize a different phrase in Tosfos. The kivan to call ikur mara lo niskan rak b'tibul b'charoses v'shub kafa lo mikur b'tibul b'kach. Because the ikur mara was enacted to do this, it's not a problem. What does it mean, enacted to do this? Maybe that's the emphasis. Similar to what we've discussed, the Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah and Daftar Zayin. The Rishonim there ask. Tosfos there asks, how is it that we blow so many kolos on Rosh Hashanah? How many blow so many kolos? Isn't it an isser of Baal Tosef? It's Baal Tosef. How do we, can we blow so many sounds of the shofar? So Tosfos says, you can't violate Baal Tosef by doing a mitzvah more than once or more than a prescribed time. If the Torah tells you to do a specific number, then fine. Doing more than that is a problem. But Tosfos here says, V'yishlomar, dein shayach, bal tosif, ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah, achas beis pa'amim. Like a kohen who duchin 6 times a day. Right? Or you shake a you hold a lulav the whole day. Right? That's not a problem. Right? Because doing a mitzvah more than a, you know, the minimum amount, that's not bal tosif. And we discussed in the past, the Nitziv and other achronim that say, if there's no specific amount of that you're supposed to do a mitzvah, if you can do it in a minimal way and you choose to do it in an expanded way, that's all part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, that's a separate topic. But the Rashba on this Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin, the Rashba says, well, the Rabbanan told you to do it. If the Rabbanan tell you to do it, there can't be Baal Tosef. The Torah tells us we have to listen to the Rabbanan. So, of course, it's not going to be Baal Tosef. Delo Amru Hasam De'ika Mishum Baal Tosef Ela B'mashehu Mosif Midas Atzmo. If I add on a mitzvah myself, I make a decision. But if the Rabbanan make a law, ain kan batosif. There's no batosif in that case if the Rabbanan say a law. Because the Torah already said, right, you have to follow the Rabbanan. Kol Litzarach goes through, and we'll see if in the verses beyond on. V'atim Baltigra Litzarach. Also Baltigra when they knocked out shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'Shabbos. U'mitzvah Lishmol L'divya Chachamim. So that's the Rashba by Baal Tosef. Maybe that's what Tosef is saying here by Bittul. Maybe the Rabbanan told you to do this. The Rabbanan told you to dip the Marah in the Charoses for whatever symbolic reason. So at the second they say that, there's no problem of ruining your mitzvah, whether it's about Baal Tosef, like the Rashba there, or whether it's about Bittul, that's what Tosfos is here. So maybe that's the language of what Tosfos is saying. If you look in the Mordechai here, the Mordechai maybe is driving at that. The Mordechai here, he has a Seder Lel Pesach, and he says there, V'im Talmar, given the Charoses, Einu El Rishus, Im Kein Asa Charoses to Rishus, Umalatele Lamara de Rabbanan, De Kiyai Gavna, Kamina Begamara, Yesh Lomar. The kiva de meikara hachi iskin lahatzbil mara b'charoses ein charoses mevatel oso. Maybe that's what the Mordechai is driving at. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. Kiva de meikara hachi iskin. This was already musukan lahatzbil mara b'charoses. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. So again, you could depending on what line of Tosfos you emphasize. Do you emphasize the it's just a tibul? That was number one possibility. Maybe that's what the Ran is saying. Oh, it was a takana. The Rabbana made a takana. So maybe that's number two. Maybe there's a third idea. Maybe this is what Tosfos is driving at. And this gets back to the original question, one of the original questions that we asked before, and that is there a reason the Gemara didn't ask this question? The Gemara asked the question about matzah d'oraisa and mara d'rabanan, but the Gemara did not ask the question about mara d'rabanan and charosas d'rishus. So why is that? So the Radvaz. Radvaz here in a tshuva, in chelek hey simin elef tuf resh tzadi beis. So he asked this issue. He quotes the Rambam, which we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, soon. But then he says, V'kivan dahani daraisa v'charosas d'rabanan lo havi matzi l'michla charos v'adaychos. He talks about the bracha first, which is not our issue. Inami. That's the context of what he's talking about. Why don't you make a bracha on charosas? So we'll have to get back to that soon. But in that context, he says, Ein roi levarech al adavar hanasa l'tavel bo. It's not right to make a bracha that's only made for something that you're supposed to dip into. It's not part of the ikar achila. Kugon charoses. V'kuta chabavli. Tahavi tafel. V'kol shu ikar imo tfele mavarech al ikar poter as atfele. Ikar and tafel. He quotes from Hilchas Birchas Hanane, but he quotes it in this context. But look. Let's listen to what he says exactly. Umizeh hatam ani omer. And this issue, the same reason that you don't make a bracha on the charoses, because you have an ikar and a tafel relationship, that's why also, now he quotes Tosfos's issue, umizeh atam ani omer delo asi charoses, bein lamandam harishus, bein lamandam harmitzvah, midivrei sofrim, umevadel daraisa. Here's his line. Delo amrinan hachi ela bedavar sha'asui la'achila, zeh kmo zeh. When do you say there's a bittel issue? Where there are two things that are made to eat. Matzah and mara are both there to eat, and therefore one can be involved to the other one, and therefore it can be a potential issue. Aval charoses dilatavel avid hachi urche v'lo mevata le'lamatzah. But by charoses, it's made letibol, this is urche. This is how it's supposed to be. It sounds like that the lashon of the Ran that we said before. Derech achiloso bakach. V'lo mevata le. He says, and this also answers Tosfos's kasha about why bittel doesn't play place. What's the Radvaz driving at? So maybe, because again, his lashon is, when does bittul take place? We have dvarim la'achila zeh kamo zeh. But latavel of it, you don't. So there is a Ran, very famous Ran, in the world of davar sheyesh lamatirin. Davar sheyesh lamatirin. We know a davar sheyesh lamatirin is not batel. It's not batel. Why is that? Why is davar sheyesh lamatirin something that's going to become mutter is not batel? Meaning, beginning of Mesechas Beitza Shenolda. Beitza Shenolda B'yantif, it's not batel. Why? Because it's coming to tomorrow. And therefore, Machlokas Rashi Ran. Rashi says, you might as well wait. You might as well wait. It's going to be mutter anyway without relying on bittel. So, don't rely on bittel. Wait till tomorrow and it'll be mutter anyway. That's one pshat of Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, why it's not batel. But there's another pshat of Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, and that is the Ran. Top 10 Ran. Ran in Nedarim on Daf Nun Beis, where the Ran discusses the Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim, relating to why Dam is not Mevatel Dam. On Yom Kippur, you mix, the Kohen Gadol mixes the blood of the cow and the blood of the goat into one cup, and yet the Torah still calls it the Dam of the Par, the Dam of the Sa'ir, even though the blood of the Par is much more. It's much more. So why isn't the dam of the goat butel in the dam of the cow? Why is that? So one opinion could be ein dam evatel dam. That's one day of the Tanan. Specifically a dam halacha. But if you look in the other shita of the Tanan, min bemino is not batel. General, min bemino is not batel. Why is min bemino not batel? So says the Ran, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But he says the Rabbanan also agree to that yisod in a different application. Min b'mino na batel as follows, says the Ran. Again, in short, afnun bezim an aleph. Bittel only takes place when there's a clash, when there are two things that cannot exist with each other, and therefore they have to fight it out, so to speak, in terms of how to define this item. Is it usser? Is it mutter? Is it soup? Is it milk? How do you define it? So if there's a clash between two items and you have to define it in a certain way, so then there's bittel and the rove or the shishim that overpowers. That's bittel. But if two things can coexist with each other and they don't have to be in a fight with each other, so then no bittel takes place. They just sit next to each other and coexist with each other. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino was not batel, because min b'mino could coexist with each other. There's no bittel. The k'sav Rabbi Yehuda, t'haino taima mishum de min b'mino lo batel, l'fi shekol davar shehu doma lachaveiro, Eino machlisho umevatlo. Sorry, that is similar to its friend, does not weaken it or nullify it. Ela ma'amido umechazko, but rather makes it stronger. Umishimachi sfera lele Rabbi Yehuda bekulu isure demin bemino lo batel. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rabbanan do not say this. The Rabbanan hold min bemino is batel, but the concept why min bemino is batel, because they say Asr and Mutter is already considered a clash. Even if you have min bemino physical, but if one's Asr, one's Mutter, that's min b'sheino mino, so to speak. That's enough of a clash to fight with each other and have to define it. Shein roi lelech achar dimyonan be'etzem elar achar chilukan be'isr beheter. Says the Ran, you go by halachic reality, not by physical reality. But, the Ran says, the Rabbanan do agree to this concept in a different context. And that is davar sheish lamatirin, something that's going to become mutter anyway in the future. So that iser is enough heter-like that it's not batel in heter. When you have iser v'heter, but the iser is a davar sheish lamatirin, then we say they could coexist, and bittel does not take place because they are too similar. The bedavar sheish lamatirin not to rabbanon mishum chumre l'drabi Yehuda. The kivach ein davar zechalak min heter legamre beiser beheter shari af hu sofolios nitar kamahu amrinan sheino batal b'mino. That is the chiddush of the Ran. Maybe that's what the Radvaz is driving at here. The Radvaz says, when you have Marar and Matzah, that's when you have to worry about Bittul, the Gemara says. But when you have Marar and Charoses, and the Charoses is not La'achila, it's just L'tavel Ovid, so there's no problem with Bittul. Why? Because maybe they could coexist. Maybe they're meant to coexist. They're not two Achilas that are competing with each other to define how do you call this Achila. One's an Achila and one's a Tibul. And therefore, there's no problem. Maybe that's what Tosfos is driving at. Maybe that's what Tosfos is driving at. Kiva to call Iker Mara lo niskan rak betibol lo mikra bitu bakach. So three different possibilities. Is Tosfos like the first line of the Ran? Is just a dipping? It's not really going to give the taste. Is it like the Mordechai that has this was a takana drabanan? That's why it's not going to be bitul. Or is it like the Radvaz that it's not a clash and therefore it can coexist? There is another Deo, possibly how to answer Tosfos' kasha. This is not Tosfos, but maybe another fascinating possibility. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos says, right, the Gemara we mentioned before, it does not mention any nafgamina between Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok and the Chachamim, even though the Tanakhama said that it's not a mitzvah, and Elazar bar Tzadok said it is a mitzvah. Lamai nafgamina, so the Rambam says, bracha. The Rambam says, according to Elazar bar Tzadok, you'd make a bracha on charoses. For Elazar bar Tzadok, Omer charoses mitzvah, ledaito shachayev adam levarach, asher kodesh adam mitzvah, al achilas charoses. And then the Rambam adds, The ain't halacha, but we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin pashas like a buzzer bar tzadok. It's not a halacha, and that's why the Rambam does not quote a bracha. The Rambam does not quote a bracha in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah. What's the problem? The Rambam does quote the formulation of a buzzer bar tzadok. Charoses mitzvah midivrei sofrim. The Rambam says in halachas perek zayin halacha yud aleph. So it sounds like it is a mitzvah. One time, a buzzer bar tzadok was the one that said it was a mitzvah, but the Rambam does not quote a bracha on the charoses. So that's a problem. The Lacha Mishnah says the Rambam was Choserbo. Rambam was Choserbo, right? He originally paskin like the Rabbanan, and now he was Choserbo, and he paskin like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, but he was Choserbo also to say that Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok would require a bracha. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok does not require a bracha, right? And that's why the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, but changed his mind how to understand that Shita. The other Achronim are not comfortable with this. The Netziv and other Achronim say, no, maybe he wasn't Choserbo. The Rabbanan also say it's a mitzvah, but it's a different kind of mitzvah. What does it mean, Eina Halacha, in Pirush Mishnayos? The Rambam is saying, Eina Halacha, we don't have the understanding of mitzvah like a Elazar bar Tzadok that would require a bracha, but it is a mitzvah, even according to the Tanakhama. And when the Tanakhama says, Ava b'she'ena mitzvah, that means even though it's not a mitzvah in terms of making a bracha. But then it's Ziv. The Netziv says that the right here in the Meromi Sada, even the Rabbanan hold it's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah levarech aleha, right? Maybe it's just at root lakafa, just to cover to protect the danger. But if you look in the Oros HaPesach, if you look in Rav Orman Sefer on Pesach on Pes Reish Yutes, he says like the Netziv that even the Rabbanan hold it's a mitzvah, but he has a beautiful formulation. If you look in the Mishnah and if you look in the Rambam, charoses is not a mitzvah sachila. It's not even a mitzvah shel tibul. It's a mitzvah havaah. Mitzvahs Hava. The Rambam says, Umivin osa ala shulchan b'leil lipsachem. You bring it to the table. That's it. Charoses is a mitzvah's hava. It's there as a prop. Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe we just dip in order to be mitzarefit to what we're doing. But it's not a maisa per se. Rav Schechter quotes this in Eretz HaTzvi. His formulation is, it's a kiyum ha-mitzvah, but it's not a maisa ha-mitzvah. And that's why you don't make a bracha. Maybe because it's just a mitzvah's hava, or it's a kiyum. You only make brachas on maisa ha-mitzvah, not kiyum ha-mitzvah. Many examples of this. This is not for now. But Rav Schechter has that in Eretz HaTzvi on page Tezvav and Tezayin. That's why there's no bracha by Chayroses, because it's a mitzvah's hava, or it's a kiyum, it's a prop, right? And therefore, and he has other examples there, but that's why it doesn't get a bracha. Maybe, and that's why maybe if you think about it, Chayroses is not its own simen in the simanim, Kadesh Urchatz, right? We don't have Chayroses, because it's not a mitzvah's achila. It's not even tibo per se, it's a mitzvah's hava. Maybe that could answer Tosfos's kasha. It's not even bittel. What's bittel? Charoses is not even. It's not even meant to be. It's not meant to go in your mouth. I mean, it is, but it's not going to be mevatel. It's not going to be mevatel. Or you could say the opposite. Maybe charoses is a mitzvah too. So it's not a question of, oh, it's a mitzvah versus a reshus. It is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, and therefore you don't have any bittel issues. I forgot to mention before the Radvaz's approach. And if that's Tosfos, maybe that could answer why the Gemara only asked the question about matzah and maror, and not maror and charoses. By matzah and maror, there's a clash, and therefore bittul should take place. But by maror and charoses, maybe there's no clash. And that's why bittul doesn't take place, and that's why the Gemara doesn't even ask the question. But either way, this is a couple of answers for bittul. There's also another discussions of Machlokas Ram and Raivit about dipping the matzah in the charoses. The Raivit says that's hevel. Maybe we'll have to get back to that at another point.